We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Sanbat Ramo, gracious viewers, and welcome. Sanbat Ramo means greetings in Mongolian, a language spoken by approximately 5 million people in Mongolia, China, Afghanistan, and Russia. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe. Yerba 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yoruba 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista and channel 44 on Villavisión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Teleboyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, kilometro 5.5 La Celera, channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. And the following new additions. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleunidos and Channel 55 on Litamar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingahuatzu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingahuatzu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Mamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on Siapsat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel 26 on Al-Kha Tenga Cable TV. And channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Swatir, Zaling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. in Darhal Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System, Channel 14 on Al Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And a new edition in Bayanzuch and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Hotus on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurkhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sangshan City in Donongov Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company, and in Mandalov City, Channel 12 on Khorod Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, on Yongjiao Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Qialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuanchang Township on Beikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a flood defense project in Lebanon is completed. In sports news, a football match in Africa gives hope to disadvantaged children. In humanitarian news, an American philanthropist couple donates $20 million to schools. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 2nd, is the birthday of American eco-philosopher Dr. Joanna Macy, born in California in 1929. Dr. Macy is a Buddhist scholar, author, and peace, justice, and environmental activist. Her numerous books include Dharma and Development and her memoir, Widening Circles. She also wrote the foreword to Mr. John Robinson's book, Dia for a New America, in which she reflects on the utopian changes that would occur if the world adopted a plant-based diet. In an article she penned in 1995 entitled The Vegan Vision, Dr. Macy stated, "There is a new way of living taking birth in our time." Our heartfelt gratitude, Dr. Joanna Macy, for your many years of advocating a compassionate lifestyle. May you have a blessed and happy birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Thousands evacuated as floods hit Russia. Spring melting has raised river levels to overflowing in the Russian cities of Tomsk, northern Arkhangelsk, and central Kirov. Officials in Tomsk began evacuations on Thursday, April 29th, as the Ushaika River continued to rise. To the north in Arkhangelsk, which is near the River Dvina's outlet to the White Sea, flooding forced some 3,500 people from their homes as several residential buildings were inundated. A state of emergency was declared and reception centers have been opened to provide food and shelter. Meanwhile, in Kirov, polluted water supplies due to flooding have caused officials to declare the water unsafe for drinking and washing, with bottled water currently being distributed to city residents. Our appreciation, all Russian officials, for your initiatives to safeguard the flood-stricken residents. Wishing everyone a rapid resuming of productive daily lives as such disruptive events are alleviated through our striving for kinder regard of one another and the environment.
Powerful quakes strike Iran and the Bering Sea. The southern Iranian city of Ruidar in Hormozgan province was shaken on early Wednesday, April 28th, by a 5.0 magnitude tremor, followed by two more in the same area that measured 3.4 and 3.1 on the Richter scale. On Friday, April 30th, a 6.3 magnitude quake, followed soon after by another 6.0 tremor, rattled the floor of the Bering Sea, 474 kilometers southwest of Gambell, Alaska, USA, and 478 kilometers from Providenia, Russia. Although no tsunami warning was issued, the West Coast and Alaska Warning Center issued a statement saying, "At coastal locations which have experienced strong ground shaking, local tsunamis are possible due to underwater landslides. There were fortunately no reports of damage or casualties for any of the quakes. We are relieved to know of the safety of the Iranian people and those in the Bering Sea region. May such disturbances be eased as our gentler lifestyles foster a more stabilized ecosphere."
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Japan aids help and education in Zimbabwe. A donation of $13.3 million is being distributed through United Nations agencies to help benefit Zimbabwean learning environments and maternal and infant health. Selected schools are being provided with supplies such as desks for students and teachers, while the maternity wards of 62 district hospitals are receiving delivery beds along with medical equipment. A donation agreement is also being signed for approximately $100,000 to go through the Zimbabwe Red Cross Society for the Midlands Youth Training Center in Gweru, which seeks to offer vocational training to young people such as orphans and youth-headed families. Japanese Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Mr. Koichi Morita, said, "It is hoped that this humanitarian gesture from the government of Japan will contribute to the improved standards of living to the more vulnerable groups in Zimbabwe. Our gratitude and providence bless Ambassador Morita and Japan for your kind-hearted assistance to the people of Zimbabwe. May such thoughtful generosity help restore many lives to abundant vitality and fulfillment."
British team performs world's first robotic heart operation. On Wednesday, April 28th, lead cardiac surgeon Dr. Andre Ng and team at Glenfield Hospital in Leicester, United Kingdom, completed a normally 8-hour heart procedure in just 1 hour with the help of a sophisticated robotic arm called the Remote Catheter Manipulation System. Using the system developed by U.S.-based Catheter Robotics, Dr. Ng, also a senior lecturer in cardiovascular sciences at the University of Leicester, was able to perform the operation from a room adjacent to the patient, which protected from dangerous levels of radiation normally absorbed by the more than 250 X-rays needed to monitor the location of the probe. Dr. Ng also pointed out that the procedure benefited from the great precision provided by the robotics system. The 70-year-old patient, Briton Kenneth Crocker, who had previously suffered from an irregular heartbeat for 4 years, was restored to normal following the procedure. Kudos, Dr. Andre Ng, medical staff at Glenfield Hospital and Catheter Robotics, for your safe and successful procedure with the state-of-the-art robotic arm. May your work continue bringing life-saving benefits to all, as we wish Mr. Crocker many more years of good health enjoyed with loved ones.
Scientists study Indian holy man and breatharian. For a 15 to 20 day period starting April 22nd, Gujarat Prahlad Jani has been observed continuously on video camera in an Ahmedabad hospital by a team of military doctors to shed light on human survival without food and water. The holy man says he has been sustained by spiritual life force since childhood. Dr. G. Ilasvaghagan, director of the Defense Institute of Physiology and Allied Sciences, says,
"If his claims are verified, it will be a breakthrough in medical science. We will be able to help save human lives during natural disasters, high altitudes, sea journeys, and other natural and human extremities. We can educate people about the survival techniques in adverse conditions, with little food and water or nothing at all. with Gujra Pralajani stating that his energy is received through meditation, a study that he consented to in 2003, likewise monitored his condition in a hospital setting for 10 days, at the end of which doctors found no signs of deterioration due to hunger or lack of water.
We thank Gujarat Pralajani for your kind contribution to this study for the benefit of humankind. May the scientists' insight bring a greater understanding of the sustaining and resilient human spirit we all share.
So this demonstration, this march and rally today, is also about educating the public.
New European project to develop alternatives to animal testing. In a new initiative with funding of 500,000 euros from the European Union, the Humane Society International, and scientists at the Flemish Institute of Technology, Belgium, as well as the Free University of Berlin in Germany, will use state-of-the-art computer modeling and human cell tests and to save at least 1 million animals per year from laboratory experimentation. The alternative methods are also expected to be hundreds of times faster, as well as more affordable and more relevant to real human exposures to toxic chemicals.
This fact was highlighted at the recent World Day for Animals in Laboratories 2010, a United Nations recognized international event held in the United Kingdom that brought together thousands of people rallying for a stop to animal testing. Supreme Master Television was on location.
We are here today in Cavendish Square, London, United Kingdom, where thousands of campaigners are preparing to march through the city streets. Parties attending include Animal Aid, Antidote Europe, and the National Anti-Vivisection Society, including members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association.
The key message of today is that it's not necessary for millions of animals to suffer and die in laboratories for human health. There are alternatives to the use of animals.
As a scientist who has questioned animal testing for 30 years, I am convinced that animal testing does not stand up to scientific scrutiny. Stop using animals to try and protect public health, because it's not protecting public health.
According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, a vast majority of new medicines fail to reach the market because testing on animals has so little bearing on human usefulness. European and U.S. scientists found, for instance, that animals used for testing the toxicity of household and pharmaceutical chemicals are often given unrealistically large doses that are not only costly financially and to animal life, but are often not relevant to real human health scenarios.
The campaigners then marched through the center of London, spreading the anti-vivisection message to tens of thousands of people.
Animal experimentation and vivisection is cruel, disgusting, unnecessary, and outdated, and we just want everyone to know that.
Reporting for Supreme Master Television, London, United Kingdom.
We commend all rally participants, the European Union, Humane Society International, and other groups worldwide who are working toward ending the cruelties of animal experimentation. May science and medicine advance in ways that value all life, thus upholding our integrity and true humanity.
Save our planet. Climate-related drought affects millions in Thailand. Director General Anuka Mokaveza of the country's Department of Disaster Prevention and Mitigation has stated that more than 7.4 million people across 60 provinces have been enduring drinking water shortages, as well as damage to more than 48,000 hectares of farmland due to prolonged lack of rain, along with reduced water from the vital Mekong River, which reached its lowest level in 30 years.
According to the Royal Irrigation Department, available water in reservoirs has also dropped 15% this year. Moreover, Director General Mokaveza stated that the number of villages damaged from drought have increased by nearly 40% in the period from November 2009 to mid-April 2010, compared to the same time span the previous year. Saying that his department is doing everything possible to relieve the situation, he requested that other officials continue with close monitoring to be able to provide the most timely assistance.
Our sincere thanks, Your Excellency and Government of Thailand, for your watchfulness and caring actions. We pray that the affected lands and people will be showered with blessed rain, and that such extreme conditions are eased as we strive for more conscientious consideration of our earthly abode.
During an October 2009 video conference in Germany, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke with concern, as she has previously many times, about humanity's plight, at the same time offering a remedy whose global adoption would bring a saved world for all.
With current droughts and water shortages already affecting millions and only expected to get worse, worse and worse. But even though our predicament is very grave, we do still have time if we act now. And the solution is still very simple. It's the vegan diet. No animal products. Scientists have found that each person eating a meat and dairy-based diet uses around 4,500 gallons of water per day, compared to 300 gallons per day for a vegan diet. This also means that 1 pound of animal protein requires 100 times more water to produce than 1 pound of grain protein. Over the course of a year, the vegan diet saves approximately 1.5 million gallons of water per person. This is the key. If everyone switches to this beneficial lifestyle, our planet will be cooled in no time, scientifically speaking. And my promise.
Save Our Planet, anchor a declaration for the environment signed by Syria, Turkey, Iran, and Iraq. Hosted by Turkey, the two-day meeting in Ankara was attended by officials from the four countries who met to further their cooperation in environmental areas such as reforestation and preventing dust generation as well as forest fires. Pledging his country's cooperation, Turkish Environment and Forestry Minister Veysel Erolu stated, "Especially dust formation is a major problem in the region that causes economic and health problems, even deaths.
We have fully agreed to make every possible effort to fight it." A 2-year action plan is being drafted to fulfill the agreement known as the Ankara Declaration, which will include the establishment of a meteorological data bank and an early warning system. Minister Erolu added that the cooperation will be expanded to include the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and countries in North Africa.
Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies of Syria, Turkey, Iran, and Iraq, for this wide-reaching initiative. May more and more such environmentally protective measures be enacted for the renewed vitality of all beings and our treasured Earth.
Save Our Planet. In response to a major oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico, U.S. military and government agencies joined British energy company BP in environmental cleanup efforts, with U.S. President Obama ordering a temporary ban on offshore drilling, pending inspections to protect public safety.
Save Our Planet. As global warming continues to increase the 1 billion people who already lack access to clean water, institutions such as the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development call for higher pricing to bring awareness of water scarcity and the need for conservation.
Save Our Planet. A study by the United Nations Environment Program finds that climate change and other human-caused effects continue to diminish the Earth's biodiversity, despite pledges made by world leaders in 2002 to stem the loss.
Save Our Planet. On a recent trip to the Arctic, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin orders the removal of abandoned fuel barrels left at a Soviet military base to clean up the environment, as he also expresses concern for the region's polar bears in danger due to climate change.
Hello there, this is Oinky the Piglet, and my diet contains no animal products. I'm here with a tip on sharing the vital message that being vegan is the best way to halt climate change. A quick way to let your friends and others know about the solution to global warming is to post on your Facebook, MySpace, or other social network account a website address which promotes the vegan diet. For example, www.earthsave.org and www.suprememastertv.com/SOS are some possibilities with the latest up-to-date information. The Earth and all co-inhabitants will appreciate you offering the life-saving news. Thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching. Now for the weather from around the world.
In environmental news, the United Nations Development Programme, or UNDP, improves flood defence infrastructure in Lebanon. Due to previous generous funding from Spain, and with the collaboration of the Lebanese Agriculture Ministry, the UNDP has been able to complete the Flood Risk Management and Water Harvesting Project in the Baalabek El Hermel area. The endeavour includes a very large mountaintop reservoir that can hold up to 13,000 square metres of water, which will also help 150 farmers irrigate their fields. Lebanese Agriculture Minister His Excellency Hossein Haj Hassan thanked Spain for her contribution and highlighted the importance of reforestation to maintain the fertility and moistness of the land. Our earnest appreciation, Spain, the United Nations Development Programme, Your Excellency Dr. Hossein Haj Hassan, and the Lebanese Agriculture Ministry for your laudable joint effort to actualize this valuable project. May the beautiful people of Lebanon be graced with a sustainable and peaceful future.
In sports news, football brings youngsters together from around the globe. The July Football for Hope Festival will run in parallel to the South African World Cup. 200 participants from underprivileged backgrounds will take part in the 7-day event held in Johannesburg, South Africa. It is sponsored by the International Federation of Association Football, or FIFA, and non-governmental organization Street Football World. Team members have been selected for their outstanding contribution to their communities. The youth have been involved in a wide range of projects, including providing AIDS education, helping to overcome homelessness, and assisting refugees to integrate into the society. Bravo, International Federation of Association Football, Street Football World, and all players. May your time together be one of joy and excitement, both on and off the field, with heaven's blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, an American philanthropist expresses his gratitude for care he received as a child. We'll feed the birds and be right back. Stay tuned for more enhancing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, cheerful news for a happier world. In humanitarian news, American philanthropists donate $20 million to Catholic schools. 80-year-old entrepreneur Mr. Patrick Roche and his wife Mrs. Barbara Roche are contributing the funds to the Boston College's Center for Catholic Education, which will be named the Barbara and Patrick Roche Center for Catholic Education. The gift will be used towards training teachers and administrators and developing curricula. Mr. Roche said that when he was young and his family was in need, a Catholic school provided much appreciated help. God bless your great generosity, Mr. Patrick and Mrs. Barbara Roche. May your kindness facilitate many students having wonderful educational opportunities. Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Roche with the Shining World Compassion Award for his noble deed.
And now for some Lata with a joke entitled River Crossing, told in Yoruba, a language spoken in some nations of Western Africa.
Ni ojo kan nigba ti abi Mbola Abioye ati Olabode nnaju kaakiri ni papa ni won ba de odo kan to tobi to si fe won ni lati koja odo yi si odi keji sugbon won ko mo bi won yo sere koja abi Mbola ba gbadura si Olorun wipe Olorun jo fun mi ni agbara lati koja odo yi lekan na Olorun si fun ni apa to tobi ati ese to lagbara yi fun ni okun lati we koja odo na ni nkan bi wakati meji nigba ti Olabode ri bi oro re se koja odo O na ba gbadura si Olorun bayi. Olorun jowo fun mi ni agbara ati awon nke elo lati le koja odo yi. Lekan na, Olorun fun ni oko oju omi kekere kan eyi to lo koja odo na ni nkan bi wakati kan. Abi oye ti ri bi o ti sese fun awon ore re mejeji. O na ba gbadura si Olorun bayi. Olorun jowo fun mi ni agbara ati awon nke elo pelu ogbon ati oye lati le koja odo yi. Lekan na, Olorun si yi pada si obirin. O si wo inu iwe irina o ba rin lo oke odo fun bi ese bata melo kan lo ba ya fese rin koja ori afara odo na
And now for our viewers heartline on reincarnation, past unveiling and modern day evidence on science and spirituality.
Great show. When we die, we don't take our bank accounts, cars, houses, or any other material possessions, but our deeds, what we have done, how we have behaved. This is so true. Akasha from the United Kingdom.
Thoughtful Akasha. Thank you for your insightful comments. Let us use our time on this earth wisely, living in goodness and compassion towards all beings, with divine light to you and all your elevated co-citizens of the United Kingdom.
Do you have a heartline today? We will be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say, Bohan Kani Getship Boktoa, which means God bless in Mongolian.
May your life be illuminated with peace and happiness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Saudi Arabia donates a total of over 400 tons of dates to Egypt and Mauritania as a gesture of friendship and support for those in need.
The UN Relief and Work Agency, in partnership with U.S.-based nonprofit One Laptop Per Child, has initiated delivery of 200,000 portable computers to young students in Palestine's Gaza Strip.
To improve the health care of Haitians affected by the January 12th earthquake, Japan donates $3.5 million more to the World Health Organization's relief work, bringing her total contribution thus far to $4.5 million.
During their meeting together, Syrian Vice President Farouk al-Sharaa and Dr. Alexander Panov, rector of Russia's Diplomatic Academy of the Ministry for Foreign Affairs, highlight the importance of enhancing their country's cooperation.
Delegates from Georgia meet with the members of Russia's foreign ministry and its parliament, the State Duma, to discuss the formal establishment of diplomatic relations.
A team of Iranian specialists at Sahid Beheshti University of Medical Sciences and Health Services in Tehran successfully conducted a tracheal transplant by replacing conventional surgery with applied biosynthetic materials that help grow new tissue.
To support the health of youths, Santa Clara County in California, USA becomes the first in the nation to ban toys used for promotion or as rewards in fast food children's meals that are high in fat, sugar, and salt.
Ms. Ilham Al-Qasimi of the United Arab Emirates is the first Arab woman to reach the North Pole without motorized equipment, using skis while pulling her own sled with supplies for the trek.
20 member physicians of Turkey's Association of Health Employees travel to Uganda to provide free medical services to 3,000 less fortunate, along with delivering 1 ton of necessary medicines.
In recognition of World Press Freedom Day, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon states that good governance is defined in part by the ready availability of publicly held information, as he calls for policy changes to support greater media access.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.